Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
If we want to create jobs and rebuild our economy and get our federal budget under control, then we have to address the crushing costs of health care this year in this administration.
President Obama at his summit on health care reform yesterday, and here's one reason we need it. Check out the submission to our Uncommon Economic Indicators page from a listener named Lauren. She wrote, I work for a small internet company in New York City. We have employees all over the country. This month, we have to renew our health insurance plan. The company I work for contributes an annual sum to each employee for health care. They raise their sum as much as possible, 20%. It will be impossible for them to function and contribute if this increase continues, let alone hire more employees. I was told by our insurer and our payroll company that all small companies in downstate New York with our plan had this increase. And she asks, is New York the only state that doesn't have a cap on insurance increases? We've been bullied into a corner, and I'm mad as hell. Congress at least needs to do something. So that from a listener named Lauren. And we're going to follow up on Lauren's post over the coming days, and we want your help. We are opening right now a comments page on our website, and we will open up the phones right now just for a few minutes to help kick this off for small business owners. Is Lauren's experience widespread right now in our area? What's happening to your company's health insurance premiums? Yeah, what's happening to our country's health insurance premiums? But what's happening to your small business's health insurance premiums? That's the focus we want just for a few minutes right now. Call us 212-433-WNYC. Or post to our comments page for this at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Now, she had a figure that we think may actually be high for the amount that her insurance company was jacking the price. But we did check with the city, and we found out that her basic allegation is true, which is that New York does not have a cap on insurance increases for business. For groups. There is a cap on insurance rates for individuals, but not for businesses, for groups. So this call-in right now is for small businesses. What's happening to your health insurance premiums this year, and how are you coping? 212-433-WNYC, and guess what? All our lines are full. So we also encourage you to post your stories about this in text on our website, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And we have our health reporter, Fred Mogul, out on the case, and we're going to do a deeper follow-up on this next week. What have you done, small business owners? Push back? Negotiate? Cut benefits for your employees? What options do you feel you have? And while we're processing your calls, we spoke with Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield CEO Mark Wager last month at the Future of New York City Conference that we broadcast from in Midtown, and I asked him about rising premiums.
Driven entirely by medical costs, hospital costs, physician costs, your utilization, whatever pool of people you're in if you're a small company.
What's driving them up?
I think technology. Some well-served and the kinds of things you'd want to get, but frankly, things that are used too much and not really providing any benefit. So it's fairly widely spread that there's far too many imaging procedures for what actually would be best practice in the industry. And then our own health behaviors. You see the reports about, you know, how much we don't exercise or should exercise, weight, other health habits. Fully half of the kinds of increases that we're seeing are driven by our own health habits at this point. Now, Empire, as a total company, spends almost 90% of all the revenue it takes in on all those hospital, physician, and other services. So that's what's driving the premium.
That might have been the most interesting minute of the entire Future of New York City conference. That's the official position. Our unhealthy lifestyles are half the problem. Okay, we'll follow up on that next week from a financial standpoint. Our overuse of MRIs, certainly to some degree, but maybe not 20% in a year. So small business owners, does that jibe with your experience? As an owner, do you see your premiums going up faster this year than in recent years? You know, one possible political theory here, I have no evidence for this, is that they anticipate something that's going to hurt the health insurance companies from the Obama reforms. Health insurance stocks have been going down since Obama was inaugurated. All stocks have been going down, but they took a particular dip on the announcement of the Obama health care plan. So maybe they're jacking up rates in anticipation of some of the losses. Who knows? But as an owner, do you encourage your covered employees not to overutilize imaging or any other kind of health care? Or would that just be too uncomfortable to say to an employee? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692 for small business owners or wives of small business owners like Gina in Rockland. Hi, Gina. You're on WNYC. Thanks for calling. Do we have Gina? Gina. Okay, let's try Suzanne in Larchmont. Suzanne, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, we're a small business, and our premiums have increased 16% this year. And we're sort of unique.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's okay, 16% with Oxford.
Do they tell you why 16%? Did you ask?
You know, no, actually, I didn't, because it seems to be, believe it or not, in line with other years. I mean, it just keeps going up, you know, 10 or more percent every year. We're sort of in a unique situation in that we've got offices in New York and down in Virginia, mm-hmm. and we try to provide health insurance, equitable health insurance, for both our, you know, our Virginia employees and our New York employees. So that sort of puts us in a position where we can really only go with a couple of companies.
So what do you do with a 16% increase? Do you pass it on to employees for their share? Do you look for a different plan within Oxford that has, you know, maybe less benefits but that's more affordable? I mean, what do you do it's going up that much every year?
You know, in all the past years, we have either passed it on to our employees because, you know, we pay for what we believe is a pretty generous proportion already of this, of the employees' portion, mm-hmm. not of their family. They're
I understand.
Right. But believe it or not, this year we just absorbed it. We did it because we could see it was already being pushed up so high, particularly for our Virginia employees.
Suzanne, but thanks a lot. We're going to leave it there, get some other voices on here. Dominic in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hey, Dominic.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. You own a business.
I own a business, very small business. I just pay my own policy myself, and I just actually got a call yesterday from my agent because not only did I turn 45, but I actually get charged an increase because of that.
So this is on your personal risk profile, do you have any employees?
No employees, mostly freelance and contract workers. Yeah. So a family of four went up 17% over last year.
All right, so that's consistent with our previous caller's experience of 16%. Now I think we have Gina in Rockland back. Hi, Gina, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. Yes, we have a small business. We've been in operation for 11 years. We pay 100% of the employees' medical insurance. We feel that's a priority. But every year we're faced with between 12 and 20% increases. We have had to adjust our plan, as you mentioned, to the previous caller. A few times we've had to switch between, you know, from year to year as these 20% increases come up. We have to move to a different plan which offers similar benefits but with increased co-pays or deductibles, that kind of thing. And we hate to do it, but there's just no way a business with, you know, 20, 30 employees can continue to absorb 20% increase on already. We pay 100% family benefits.
Would it matter if your employees utilized less health care? Would your group rate then go down, or is it really based on something much bigger than you?
Absolutely. I believe in New York State it's based on the entire state. It has nothing to do with our employees. Our employees are healthy. They're young for the most part. We're not using a lot of benefits, but because we're based in New York State, I believe that it's a pool for the whole state.
Do you ever push back on the health insurance companies and say, come on, 15% again? You don't really need this.
Yes, we try to every year, but, you know, we don't even talk to a person at these health insurance companies. They're just so massive, and we've had to change from company to company. Over the past 11 years, I believe we've had plans with three different companies.
Good luck out there, Gina. Thank you.
And thank
we're going to follow up on this next week. We're going to take one more call. Kathy, who's the business manager for a small school. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. We got an increase from our insurance. We have two different plans that we offer our employees. One was 18%, one was 15.5%. And up until now, we've covered 100% of all of our employees and their dependents. But because of this, we've had to move everyone to a high deductible plan where we'll contribute to half of their deductible. But it is really impacting our families, but there's really nothing we can do, you know.
And why? I mean, again, why do you push back and ask why 15% every year? This is, we're in the 15-20% range with all our callers. We're in an era of deflation otherwise. Why is this happening?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, if you talk to insurance, we switched carriers as well, and that's what we do. We go, we shop and shop and shop to see who's going to give us the best deal. But what happens is in the state of New Jersey, it's based on your census. We're a small group, so it's totally based on your census, and it's regulated, and they can set the rates where they can make money. So, for example, our previous carrier, Horizon, was losing money in the small group market, and they said, we've got to make up the difference. In the past, they'd been like 5, 6 to 10%, but 18%, they had to make up the difference, and so we had to switch away from Horizon because, we can't afford it.
Kathy, thank you very much. Good luck. We're going to give an insurance agent calling in the last word here. Hi, thanks for calling us. What can you teach us?
This is Simone in West Orange. The insurance rates in New York and New Jersey are basically community-rated, especially in New York. It's not even age-based.
It's not about you or your small group. Community
right.
rated means
if it's less
based
than
on
50
the whole
employees.
The whole population.
Yeah, if you are less than 50 employees, just what it is, it's community rated. So if you have young, an employer has young employees, they're subsidized
the
employers that have older employees.
The older employees of other companies.
Right.
And why is it going up so much?
That I have no idea.
Okay, so thank you for calling us with that piece of it. And as I said, we're just in the collection phase on this story right now. Our health reporter, Fred Mogul, is looking more deeply into this, as inspired by the original post on our Uncommon Economic Indicators project. And we want more of your stories. Thank you so much, small business owners, for calling. I'm sorry to those we couldn't get to on the phones. But keep posting to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. How much of your health insurance companies raised their premiums this year? How does that compare to recent past years? What are you doing about it? And we will follow up with our health reporter, Fred Mogul, who is digging into this, the lack of regulation on small business premium increases in New York, at least. And we'll do more of that next week, as I say. In the meantime, tell your stories to our webpage, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Our Bob Henley is up next to talk about Governor Corzine's coming battle with the state employees union. He wants furloughs to prevent layoffs.